Hello, welcome to this edition of Nareit's REIT Report Podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on January 23rd, 2018. My guest today is REIT analyst Richard Anderson of Mizuho. We're going to take a quick look back at the key takeaways from the performance of the REIT market and some of its property sectors in 2017. So, Richard, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Alan.
Looking at the different REIT sectors, I mean, did any surprise you with their performance in 2017? I mean, what stood out to you?
I think, you know, the interesting thing about 2017 was, although the REITs overall sort of landed in very lackluster territory, up about 5% on a total return basis, which really amounts to the dividend mostly. It was a wide range of performance from a property sector perspective. I think that's what caught us off guard a little bit. You had, you know, exciting sectors that performed very well, and damaged sectors that performed very poorly, and a lot of, you know, performance in between. I don't know that we're wildly surprised by which sectors were in those buckets, but I think that the range of performance was the surprise for 2017 from our perspective.
Looking in particular at the retail sector, you know, particularly malls, you know, that seemed to be of interest throughout the year. You know, the market was adjusting to really the new realities of online shopping. What do you think we learned about the sector last year?
Well, certainly the overwhelming power of e-commerce, of course, the pace by which we saw store closings, you know, probably was at least a bit of a surprise to the negative, maybe more than the market expected going into the year. But what was interesting at the tail end of the year is we started to get some readings on the M&A side, and, you know, some recognition that there is value there to some degree that some smart investors are seeing. And so the one of the beautiful things about REITs is we do have assets, and, you know, those assets are worth something. And I think at some point along the way, people started to recognize that, and we're still hearing more of that today. So an interesting sort of process in the mall sector during 2017 that's carrying on into 2018.
Obviously, the big deal there was Unibail's acquisition of Westfield. Can you foresee any more of those kinds of transactions coming, you know, the landscape in 2018? Maybe not necessarily companies, but just in general, do you think we'll see more of that?
Absolutely, and I think, you know, there's still rumblings of companies here and there catching a potential bid. My colleague Handel St. Just covers the space, but you know, without naming names, we think that sometimes a transaction like Westfield's creates or prompts activity beyond them, and you know, we think that there's at least a reasonable chance that that thesis can continue to play out in 2018.
Switching gears, generally speaking, how do you think investors view REITs relative to the current environment for interest rates?
Right. So going into 2018, obviously the threat of rising interest rates, particularly at the longer end of the curve, created some disruption in the space as tax reform made its way through and the bond market sold off. And so we had a rough patch to begin 2018, but we don't think that that's the end-all be-all. We think that there will be some peaks and valleys of performance along the way. But I think the casual investor in the REIT market does associate themselves with interest rates, and on the theory that there's, you know, other income-oriented options beyond the REITs that may become more attractive as, in this case, interest rates go up. But we don't think that that's you know, a full-year phenomenon. We think that there will be times to to own REITs for various reasons beyond just interest rates. And there's a lot that came out of tax reform, in our opinion, that is good for commercial real estate. And we're excited for how 2018 is going to play out.
So, I mean, we've talked about interest rates, you know, some of the sectors like retail. I mean, give me one trend or story that you're watching particularly closely this year that we haven't touched on yet.
I think one of the interesting ones is the multifamily sector. You know, as I mentioned earlier, you have some expensive sectors and you have some cheap sectors, and multifamily kind of falls in between those bookends. You probably don't get much of a growth, incremental growth story in 2018 versus 2017 because there's still the lingering issue of supply providing a competitive threat to growth. But in 2019, it appears to us that multifamily could have a nice turnaround in fundamentals. And so 2018 might be a nice holding pattern year for a sector with a long history of performing well. And then as we approach, you know, middle part of 2018 and start to anticipate 2019, the multifamily thesis could actually start to pan out quite well. So that's the one sector that we're looking at closely as maybe one to be overweight even at this point early on in 2018.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Richard. Really appreciate it.
Enjoyed it. Thanks, Alan.
And many thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. For the REIT Report, I'm Alan Kenny.